Psalm 101. I will sing about mercy and justice. Unto you, O Lord, will I sing. I will behave myself wisely in a perfect way. O, when will you come unto me? I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. I will set no wicked thing before my eyes. I hate the work of them who turn aside. It's not going to cleave to me. A proud heart will go away from me. I will not accept a wicked person. And I think that David is talking about how he's going to be when he becomes king. Maybe these were his thoughts when he was in the wilderness. And yet, although he has all these great ideas, he doesn't quite fulfill them all. Like he says, I will walk within my house with a perfect heart. Well, no, he in the end did have a house in Jerusalem, and he walked on the roof of that house and saw Bathsheba and committed sin with her. And he says that he would hate the work of those that turned aside, and he wouldn't have anything to do with wicked people, etc. But, well, life didn't quite turn out like that. And so I think that it maybe is good to have good intentions, that when I'm this, or when I'm grown up, or when I've got that job, or when I'm retired, or when I'm whatever, then I shall do this. That is good. But the point is, I think, do it now. And live like it now. Whoever secretly slanders his neighbour, him will I cut off. Whoever has a proud look and a proud heart, I will not suffer. So he's quite right to not think about allowing any kind of pride in his government. And human government, when men rise up over men, they all tend to get proud. And he's quite right in saying, I will not allow that. This is, you know, right in theory. But then he says, whoever secretly slanders his neighbour, I'm going to cut off. Well, he did actually kill his neighbour, and that was Uriah. So again, he's very strict here. Oh yes, I'm going to be really strict against these people or those people. And actually he ends up behaving just like that himself. So I think when we're younger, we do have a tendency to be rather black and white and to be very judgmental, harshly judgmental of others. That's awful. This, that, and the other should be done to those people. But actually, as you get older, you may find that you yourself are doing those things. My eyes will be upon the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He that walks in a perfect way, he will serve me. Well, the problem is nobody does walk in a perfect way, and nobody is perfect. He that is deceitful will not live within my house. He who tells lies will not remain in my eyes. Well, he did tell lies. David himself told lies about Uriah and Bathsheba, etc. I will completely destroy all the wicked of the land, that I may cut off all those who do wickedness from the city of the Lord. Well, you know, as Nathan's parable says, there were two men in one city, the city of the Lord. One was David, and the other was Uriah. And David basically killed Uriah in order to get Bathsheba. So let's not be so black and white, and let's not be harshly judgmental. Leave the judgment to God and recognize that we ourselves are likely to fail in these ways.